the sports voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good afternoon, Hoop fans. Terrence Arney alongside Rob LaFerry, and we have made the short trip over the river, through the woods, to Seymour, Indiana, the site of this regional championship featuring the Batesville Bulldogs at 20-5 on the season. They'll be taking on Scottsburg at 21-5 on the season. Thanks so much for joining us for Countdown to Tip-Off. We've got a little bit of while here before the games get underway, but Rob, you've been in this gym all day long. They had a Switzerland County played in the previous game, right?
They did. Class 2A regional championship. Unfortunately for the Switzerland County crew in southeastern Indiana, they have been eliminated, but they did not go down without a fight. They fall to Forest Park 58-53. Reed Howard with 32 points in that game for Forest Park. Switzerland County led by junior Cam Craig at 28 points. It was a fun way to start. Hopefully that fun can continue, and we have a chance to have a really competitive ball game on our hands tonight here between Batesville and a Scottsburg ball club who's the defending regional champs and ranked number 4 in Class 3A.
Yeah, they've got their work cut out for them, these Bulldogs do, but we've also got our hopes set on another East Indiana team, the Olenburg Academy Twisters. They're also over at Martinsville participating in a regional championship as well. And you, the listener, you have the opportunity to check out both games at any time. You can switch to the alternate stream on your WRBI app. You've got either the WRBI stream, and then you've got WRBI 2. So you can actually switch back and forth between the two games, kind of keeping tabs on both of our area squads. Rob and I will be back with you here in just a few seconds here as the teams are about to take the floor. We've got more on our Countdown to Tip-Off show right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Your independence is priceless. Decatur County Memorial Hospital's Rehabilitation Services team helps you each step of the way in your healing journey, getting you back to the activities you love. Our team's brand new location and building in the state-of-the-art Rehabilitation Medical Offices building supports our community's needs and is a life-changing expansion right on the DCMH campus. Experience the ease of access to our therapeutic service offerings close by. Decatur County Memorial Hospital, the quality care you want close by.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
Did you know many studies ranging from children to the elderly have shown that mild dehydration can impair mood, memory, and brain performance? Whether you're trying to improve your personal consumption of water or keep an entire office hydrated, WaterTech offers water cooler rental options and delivery. Or enjoy the convenience of their self-fill option using any food-grade container for 50 cents a gallon. Contact WaterTech today to get your home or office set up with a water cooler and delivery service. Call today, 812-934-0218.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Countdown to tip-off rolls on again from the Seymour High School gym, home of the Owls, as both the Bulldogs and Scottsburg's team is out on the floor. Looks like, Rob, the Scottsburg's going to be the home team Looks like they're going to be in their home whites, white tops and white bottoms, and it looks like the Bulldogs in their road blues.
Yeah, and you take a look at Scottsburg, and 21-5 on the season. This ball club is definitely the hype and more.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned the first segment, they're defending regional champions last year, coming into this building to win the regional before falling in the semi-state to Garin Catholic. But when you take a look at Scottsburg from a schedule standpoint, their five losses are not bad at all. They lost back-to-back games on December 8th and 9th. Who did they lose to? Number one ranked Brownstown Central. They lost that one by 14. Brownstown playing in a regional today. And then the team that Brownstown beat in the sectional last week, Scottsburg falls to them one night later. That's Providence, 59-51 in overtime. Providence had been ranked number four in Class 2A. Then after that, they lost to Class A number one Evansville Christian, 56-49. They fell to New Albany, 77-67. Now, one ball game is certainly, I think, you have to look at and say, okay, this shows that we can compete because the team that Batesville has played with the last couple of years, that being Jennings County.
Okay.
Jennings County comes in and wins 62-49. From a personnel standpoint, Scottsburg has got a three-headed monster, and it's one big three-headed monster. When you look at Jack Miller, a 6'6 senior, Wyatt Zellers, a 6'9 senior, and then Cody Clancy, a 6'4 senior. Those three have pretty much been the brain trust here at Scottsburg now together for about 2 to 3 years. Jack Miller, the son of Hanover College head men's basketball coach John Miller, and Cody Clancy, both are going to go play for the Panthers next season. And then Zellers is a tremendous athletic specimen underneath a 6'9". So, you know, it's a really good ball club. I will say this, when they are able to get out and shoot the basketball well and run and gun, they're a very tough team to stop. I think when you look at this crew, three of their losses have been when they've been at 51 points or less, and teams that have either defeated them or at least been within 10, nine turnovers or less. So for Batesville, you've got to manage the game. You've got to play your tempo. And, boy, I know we've talked about with the Bulldogs all year long, but taking care of the basketball is going to be so, so crucial for Aaron Garrett and company here today against the Scottsburg team.
Well, you mentioned Aaron Garrett. I had an opportunity to speak with him just moments ago. In fact, you'll hear that next as we continue with Countdown to Tip-Off on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
Visit Stones Farm Service, 921 East Main in Greensburg today. Online at stonesfarmservice.com.
Ripley County Tourism's got a lot going on this spring.
The community favorite Park Hop is hopping now through May 1st. Grab your passport and hop around to all the Ripley County parks this spring. And the beautiful Cosmic Art Gallery is going on March 13th through April 12th to celebrate the solar eclipse. Don't miss this extra special display that includes photos taken through a telescope.
Find out about these events and more at RipleyCountyTourism.com. That's RipleyCountyTourism.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the tech.
Your independence is priceless. Decatur County Memorial Hospital's Rehabilitation Services team helps you each step of the way in your healing journey, getting you back to the activities you love. Our team's brand new location and building in the state-of-the-art Rehabilitation Medical Offices building supports our community's needs and is a life-changing expansion right on the DCMH campus. Experience the ease of access to our therapeutic service offerings close by. Decatur County Memorial Hospital, the quality care you want close by.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
Did you know many studies, ranging from children to the elderly, have shown that mild dehydration can impair mood, memory, and brain performance? Whether you're trying to improve your personal consumption of water or keep an entire office hydrated, WaterTech offers water cooler rental options and delivery. Or enjoy the convenience of their self-fill option using any food-grade container for 50 cents a gallon. Contact WaterTech today to get your home or office set up with a water cooler and delivery service. Call today, 812-934-0218.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
Visit Stones Farm Service, 921 East Main in Greensburg today. Online at stonesfarmservice.com.
Ripley County Tourism's got a lot going on this spring.
The community favorite Park Hop is hopping now through May 1st. Grab your passport and hop around to all the Ripley County parks this spring. And the beautiful Cosmic Art Gallery is going on March 13th through April 12th to celebrate the solar eclipse. Don't miss this extra special display that includes photos taken through a telescope.
Find out about these events and more at RipleyCountyTourism.com. That's RipleyCountyTourism.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Not all fencing is the same. At Vinyl Solutions Unlimited, you'll find outstanding quality. They purchase their vinyl and aluminum direct from the manufacturer, and it's made right here in the USA. Getting the style, color, and height you want is no problem at Vinyl Solutions Unlimited. Visit their showroom and let them show you all the options today. They're open weekdays 8 to 5 with seasonal Saturday hours. Vinyl Solutions Unlimited, 1400 West Main, Greensburg. Why not vinyl?
Make some time to visit your local Napa store, Vaguely Napa Auto, in downtown Batesville. Browse their monthly circular and check out their specials on the quality Napa fluids and parts that keep your vehicles running reliably, efficiently, and hassle-free. You can do it yourself with the expert advice and Napa know-how that comes from the parts professionals at your local Napa store. A proud friend of the Batesville community and surrounding areas, Vaguely Napa Auto in downtown Batesville.
Scottsburg, excuse me, Seymour rather, and a battle between Batesville and Scottsburg. The Scottsburg heads off the floor after their pregame shoot around. Bulldogs do the same. Apologize for the technical difficulties. Unable to get you the interview with Coach Garrett. But, Rob, let me just summarize some of Coach Garrett's thoughts and his comments during that interview. Talked to him a little bit about the week that they had. And Coach was very gracious and thankful for all of the love that the community had showed to these young men throughout the week. It was a fun week leading up to today. And that led me into my next question, was what he felt like the mood of the team was. He said they're loose, but they're coming in with a certain quiet confidence. We talked about the 9-game win streak coming into this ball game, and of course, every team this time of year is on some sort of win streak. You couldn't get here without it, but he talked about a quiet confidence that he felt this team had, saw it displayed in the morning shoot-around, and on the way down, said the trip down, it was light, they were laughing, joking, and he felt like they were ready to play this ball game. You know, and he made a point, Rob, too, of saying to me that, you know, perhaps this Scottsburg team, because they've been here before, because they've been there and done that, maybe you overlook a Batesville. And if so, the Batesville can jump out and jump on this team early. I looked at some of the statistics. Not a lot I could see on this Scottsburg team, but one thing that I did see is they do tend to start a little slow. And then as the game goes on, though, they find the rhythm and they really start to capitalize, scoring the most points in their third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, looking at film this week with Coach Garrett and looking at some tendencies and things like that, you know, you bring up the slow start. I go back to a ball game I watched. They played all the way back on December 21st. They played over at a holiday tournament against a really good Class A program in Lagodi. Lagodi comes out. They slow the tempo. They milk minutes, and they make it impossible for Scottsburg to get extra possessions. What right. happens is Lagodi got out. They were up 9-0 after one quarter of play.
Wow.
But then after that, Scottsburg scores, you know, 59 points, or 53 rather, in the final three quarters, and they hit enough shots to win. But, you know, you're right. There's been some games where Scottsburg, and against a good schedule, has had some slow starts. I feel like there's times in the regular season that you can get away with that.
Right.
But you're in a tournament setting now where, you know, maybe that slow start plays with your head a little bit. It plays with the mentality a little bit. And you're facing very good basketball programs that know how to put you down into the coffin underground very quickly. Batesville, we have seen this year, has had some fast starts scoring the basketball. Can they do that again here today? And one thing I will point out when you talk about this team coming in with Batesville, I do feel like they've been loose. I do feel like that's a good spot to be. And you talk about maybe some of that quiet toughness.
Right.
Boy, has that really developed over the last couple weeks, because for Batesville to go into that sectional last week, a team that has struggled to put teams away, that has struggled late, for them to finally get over that mentality hump, boy, that's big for them last week. It's even bigger for them if they can do that today.
Yes, these I agree with a lot of that, Rob. But I do feel like this team is ready to play and compete at a high level with no fear. Both teams now back out of the locker room. That means we are moments away from tip-off. Send you back to the station one more time, let you hear from our sponsors. We come back, talk about keys to victories and starting lineups as Countdown to Tip-Off continues on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
At Vinyl Solutions Unlimited, you'll find outstanding quality. They purchase their vinyl and aluminum direct from the manufacturer, and it's made right here in the USA. Getting the style, color, and height you want is no problem at Vinyl Solutions Unlimited. Visit their showroom and let them show you all the options today. They're open weekdays 8 to 5 with seasonal Saturday hours. Vinyl Solutions Unlimited, 1400 West Main, Greensburg. Why not vinyl?
Make some time to visit your local Napa store, Vaguely Napa Auto, in downtown Batesville. Browse their monthly circular and check out their specials on the quality Napa fluids and parts that keep your vehicles running reliably, efficiently, and hassle-free. You can do it yourself with the expert advice and Napa know-how that comes from the parts professionals at your local Napa store. A proud friend of the Batesville community and surrounding areas. Vaguely Napa Auto in downtown Batesville.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Countdown to tip-off rolls on here from the Seymour Gym, where the Bulldogs are set to take on Scottsburg here in this regional championship. I want to give you a quick rundown of the tail of the tape. Aaron Garrett in his 16th season, 240 wins, 139 losses, leading the Bulldogs. And Scottsburg, they'll be led by Eric Richardson in just his fourth season with Scottsburg, 65-38. How did we get here? Bulldogs won sectional 29, defeating Lawrenceburg 44-36. Scottsburg crowned sectional championship second year in a row as they defeated Silver Creek 65-59. In terms of common foes, Batesville 2-1 against common foes. Scottsburg a perfect 3-0. These two teams, Rob, have never met in the tournament. It's for the first time in history that these two teams have met in tournament playing. And as always, I will not give the John Harrell prediction because none of that matters when it comes to tournament time. Anything can happen. And yes, it may be a David and Goliath story for the Bulldogs to get the victory here today, but it certainly can happen.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for this regional championship in Class 3A. Batesville is the visitors, and they will run like this. A one guard, a 5'10 sophomore, number 3, Trenton Lewers. The second guard is a 5'10 senior, number 11, Gus Prickle. The three forwards are a 6'5 junior, number 20, Cade Kaiser. Sam Johnson, a 6'2 senior, wearing number 30, and Jack Grunkemeyer, a 6'2 senior, he wears number 42. So again, for the Bulldogs, the guards are Lewers and Prickle. Forwards are Kaiser, Johnson, and Grunkemeyer for head coach Aaron Garrett, who is now 240 and 139 in his 16th year at the helm at Batesville. For Scottsburg, under head coach Eric Richardson, the former Hanover men's basketball assistant coach, he's 65-38 in his fourth season with the Warriors. They will look like this. At one guard, a 5'7 junior, number 1, Dare Bowles. The second guard is a 6'6 senior, number 11, Jack Miller. The three forwards are a 6'4 senior, number 5, Caden Richardson, a 6'4 senior, number 32, Cody Clancy, and a 6'9 senior and number 20, Wyatt Zellers. Again, for the Warriors of Scottsburg, it'll be Bowles at a guard and Miller at a guard. The forwards are Richardson, Zellers, and Clancy. That is how the look on the floor to begin. As Terrence said, fashion report, Batesville on the road, blue uniforms, white letters and numbers, and the white trim. Scottsburg home whites, they've got purple letters and numbers. They are trimmed in that gold.
And Rob, of course, Scottsburg very, very close in proximity to Seymour, and they have overtaken roughly half of this gym with a sea of purple and gold. Bulldogs, though they have traveled well, you can see the contingency of blue and white throughout. A nice student section there with their backs turned as they announce the Scottsburg team. But this crowd is definitely a heavy Scottsburg crowd.
Absolutely. It's a city of about 7,000 strong, and they've got about close to half of that here today. And for Batesville, the lower section of Seymour's gym designated for them pretty well filled. Some spots still open in the upper deck But nonetheless, you know that the community is out in full force and ready to try and give Batesville some momentum, looking for their first regional championship since 2011. That's when Aaron Garrett, just in his third season, takes the Bulldogs to the Final Four.
You know, we mentioned one of the starters for Scottsburg, Wyatt Zellers. That's with an S on the end. I joked with Coach. I said, you ran up to a few Zellers in your time. He said, no. That was Zeller. This is Zeller. So, folks at home, no relation, not even the same name. And Cade Kaiser is going to jump it off in the center circle. And the tip is won by the Bulldogs, as it was tipped right to Jack Gronkemeyer, and quickly they run the offense, and they start off the way we said they couldn't. An unforced turnover as Gus Prickle couldn't receive the pass, tipped off his fingertips, out of bounds.
Scottsburg going to open up in a 1-3-1 half-court zone. That's going to put a lot of pressure on Batesville's front court guards very, very early.
Clancy has it up top. He's going to shift things around to his right for Jack Miller, and they're going to go back. Got an open wing in the corner. Three ball on the way, and it goes down good. Darren Bowles to open up the scoring. Bulldogs down 3-0. And now full court pressure, but they break that pressure. And going right at the big man is Cade Kaiser. A leaner won't get it there. Defended well. Wyatt Zellers kept him out of the paint, so to speak. And back the other way. Go back to the opposite corner. This time they run him off, and Gronkemeyer able to tip this one away, a reach around there from the backside and knock that ball out of bounds. And Scottsburg will bring this in underneath their own basket.
Tell you what, going back to have those shots today.
He really does. Down half the lane for the Warriors. They kick it back out. That Bulldog 2-3 zone, Coach Garrett felt like they may have faced tough competition, these Warriors, but they've never faced a 2-3 zone quite like this Batesville zone. Ball working around the arc. They go to the high post with Zellers. Handoff, dribble drive off to the wing. Cross-court pass, dangerous, but they're able to complete it. Dribble drive inside, and the floater working for Cody Clancy. 5 unanswered points, 2 field goals for the Warriors. Bulldogs facing full-court pressure again. Quickly, they get it across. They go to Kaiser. Kaiser tried to pass this one through. And the long arms of the Warriors able to steal that pass. Back-to-back turnovers and another Warriors bucket. I think it's time for a timeout. We get one. Timeout on the floor. 7-0. It's been all Warriors on Country 103.9. WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Dial 811 before you dig. If you're having gas, water, sewer, or construction work completed on your property, make the call. Osgood Utilities salutes area basketball teams for another season of hard work and dedication. Organized sports teaches lessons in teamwork and perseverance that will stay with these young folks for the rest of their lives. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and always dial 811 before you dig.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Regional championship basketball brought to you tonight in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ripley County Tourism Bureau, and Stones Farm Services. Bulldogs after the timeout looking for their first basket. Two lures, splits two defenders, gets tangled up. Nice pass on the baseline. And then they get it to the corner, and Cade Kaiser getting some of his own medicine. I don't know if I've seen him have a shot blocked all year.
Zellers was able to come over and swipe that one. I thought Johnson had a really good opportunity there to go for that reverse layup, but wanted to kick it out instead.
Bringing it in, simple side out for the Dogs. They go into Sam Johnson, now to Prickle. Prickle through the lane, gets tripped, no call. Ball winds up with Sam Johnson. Prickle needed to spot up for three there, but he doesn't. It's a kick ball instead.
Yep, he made the decision. He thought he had Gronkemeyer to go inside with, but I'm kind of like you. He had a wide-open shot if he spots up, and that's a shot that T-Luke and Gus Prickle both can make.
No doubt about it. Both of them had big threes in that sectional championship game. One of the reasons they're here today. Bulldogs, the inbound underneath their own basket, down 7-0. Johnson on the wing, feeds Gronk. Gronk going to try to body Zellers. Move after move, and he's blocked. And they're going to say a foul on Zeller. Zeller disagrees with it, but that's going to put Gronk on the line regardless.
Well, perhaps free throws is a chance for you just to see a shot go through the net and get a little bit of momentum here in this first quarter. First foul for either squad here in this first quarter.
Gronkemeyer does, in fact, see the ball go through the net. It's 7-1 as the Warriors open this game up. 7-0 run. And Gronk able to get them both to go. It's a five-point ball game. Going to walk it up the floor unaccosted is Cody Clancy. Gets it to the front court for Miller. Quickly into a high post. And that's Richardson with a move inside and finishes strong at the rim. Richardson, no hesitation there, Rob. Went straight to the rack.
6 points in the paint already for Scottsburg. They have yet to miss a shot.
Bulldogs break the press once again. And then T. Lou has ball tipped away. And an easy breakaway layup for Clancy. Coach Garrett wants a foul to be called. But no foul was called. And it looks like the Dogs maybe tried to get things started a little quickly, and maybe there was a substitution going on, so they quickly stopped play. It's 11-2. Warriors. Bulldogs again back across the timeline. Cade Kizer with a dance, with a jam. He slams it home. Big dunk for Kizer, 11-4, and the folks in blue unite.
Now you got to come over and get a stop.
Instead, a nice pass to the back door and a mismatch where they had, it looks like it was Prickle on Zellers. That won't end well. And it's 13-4. Bulldogs, though, looking like they're finding some rhythm. Prickle from the corner, hard off the front iron. That three won't go. The Warriors are off and running. Here comes Zeller. And Gronk swipes it away as he goes for the dunk. That's a huge block for the Bulldogs. T. Lou quickly down the floor to the front court. Goes to Gronk. Gronk back to T. Lou. Dribbles inside the zone and then kicks it back around. Kizer up top. All the way around. Prickle's going to let another three fly. But this one's good. And just like that, the Bulldogs trying to get back into it. 13-7, your score down. Warriors still playing calm and cool. They have the ball. They have the lead with 3:48 left to go here in this first quarter.
This is going to be Batesville's best bet just to make shots and get in this half-court game. Clancy drills a three.
That's an NBA three for Clancy. I'm going to give him about 25 feet away on that one.
He's got 9 points.
And Lou has this one. Tipped away as well. And another easy layup, but off the rim. Oh, my. Jack Miller had an easy layup, but somehow the bunny goes off the rim and another almost turnover. Gronkemeyer sends it to the corner, but they call him for the travel.
That's already 5 turnovers for Batesville. I said it earlier today, it's got to be 10 turnovers or less. Right now, there are 5. Scottsburg has scored 7 points off turnovers.
Hartley's going to check in for the Bulldogs, give a different look to these Warriors in terms of on-the-ball pressure. And after the turnover, it's the Warriors 16-7. It's a 9-point game and 3:12 to go. Cody Clancy brings it up the floor, off to his left for Miller. Goes right back the opposite way, back to Clancy. Dribble drive inside the lane. They kick it back out. Clancy's going to send it to Bowles. Bowles from the free throw line, and Kizer gets up there with Zellers. Blocks the shot, but he did get the wrist of Zellers, so he'll shoot 2. That's the first foul committed by the Bulldogs.
Well, and the thing is, and Hartley going to come over and talk to Coach Garris, Carson Hartley and the freshman, you know, your only other option is to stand there with your hands straight up, and unfortunately for Cade today, going hands up on a 6'9 guy is not going to cut it.
No. And he was way above the rim as Zellers connects on the first and the second free throw. It's an 11-point ball game, 18-7. Bulldogs flashed a little bit of brilliance there on the offensive end, but it's the defense of the Warriors as they get another turnover that's really been the difference so far, Rob.
Absolutely. Six turnovers now for Batesville. And, you know, they're just so long. They're so athletic. This is just a really talented basketball team. And a foul calling against Batesville.
They go down on the baseline to trap Zellers. They're going to talk about it. And it is, in fact, a foul called on the Dogs. It'll be the second team foul.
Going to go against Sam Johnson, his first.
2:32. That's the time remaining in this first quarter. 18-7. Warriors with the ball underneath their own basket. They get it in. They kick it up top. Mid-range jumper working for Jack Miller.
His first two.
That's 20-7 now. Not a lot of misses from this Warriors squad so far. Bulldogs go all the way around the arc and looking for a three. It was Gus Prickle from the left wing, and that one just off the lip of the rim and out of bounds. So a one-and-done possession. Can't have too many of those either. Showing some defensive pressure now are the Dogs. And Scottsburg easily gets through that. Warriors working all the way around the arc. Three on the way, good. So they can hurt you inside, they can hurt you outside. 23-7. Bulldogs looking to answer. Hartley picks up the dribble, but maybe prematurely. And another turnover. Down the court. Hartley stands in, and the defensive pressure did get a double dribble out of Clancy there. And a turnover for Scottsburg now.
First one for them. This has just been an all-out assault.
Yes.
I mean, Batesville now with eight turnovers already in this first quarter. You know, I know Batesville plays a good schedule. We talk about the EIAC. They don't see anything like this in the regular season.
Well, I don't know if you'd find a team anywhere with this kind of length and athleticism. That combination is hard on any offense. Bulldogs, though, hanging tough, working it all the way around. T-Lou back in for Hartley. Looking for a good open three for Johnson. His first shot, no good. But Kaiser there with the offensive board and the putback. It's 23-9 now. That's the type of possessions you got to have. That offensive board was huge. Warriors now back on offense. Bulldogs, even with the make, they release the pressure that they had on the full court. And Warriors now get into the offense in the high post with Richardson. Just above the free throw line, a miss, but they get the ball, get the rebound to the Warriors. Bulldogs had an opportunity there, and with 48 ticks left here in the first, 23-9, Warriors look to just move this ball around and perhaps hold for the final shot. Richardson, dribble drive, stop, cut off, sends it back up top now for Miller.
Coach Richardson's going to say, let's try and save it for one. Prickle trying to be very pesky defensively.
Almost snapped that one away, did Prickle, but Miller able to regain control. Richardson now, two-man game with Richardson and Clancy. And T. Lou all over Clancy. And this time the foul will be called. And I'm okay with that. It's only the Bulldogs. I'll make that. That's their, their fourth. So they had a foul to give. Make that the third. I'm sorry.
First one on T. Lou. Jack Miller going to come out for Scottsburg. Warriors have it, 17 seconds in the first.
Prickle all up in the body of the much larger Clancy. Clancy trying to use that body and his quickness to get away. He does. Gets off a three, no good. Rebound down to the Warriors. Clancy puts up another one, no good. Rebound again, and this one knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. So the Warriors, with 2.5 seconds, will have one more chance at a catch-and-shoot here. Bulldog defense is picked up, Rob.
Going to put Braden Maple in to give some athleticism and a little bit more length out, and Johnson going to take a seat so he doesn't pick up a second. I say Scottsburg probably going to go ahead and look outside, or do you try and lob to Zellers? Nope, Clancy.
Clancy, shot blocked by T. Lou. T. Lou puts it up, but, of course, time had expired. No foul call on the play. Scottsburg doesn't like it, but they go to the break. 23-9 as we head to the second quarter. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Are you tired of living with joint pain? Or maybe you have difficulty moving as a result of a fall or injury. If you suffer from conditions that cause pain and affect your mobility, Margaret Mary's orthopedic surgeons can help. Now offering consultations in Batesville and Brookville, their orthopedic team provides a variety of services, including joint replacements, fracture care, and treatment of sports-related injuries. Let them help you get back to the activities you love. To learn more, visit mmhealth.org/ortho.
Attention Decatur County residents. Saturday, March 16th, Decatur County Electronics Recycling and Paper Shredding takes place at the Decatur County Fairgrounds. Again, this is for Decatur County residents only. Bring computers, monitors, stereos, TVs, hard drives, VCRs, printers, scanners, cell phones, fax machines, DVD players, copiers, video game systems, and more to the Decatur County Fairgrounds. Saturday morning, March 16th, for Decatur County residents only. Paper shredding and electronics recycling.
Brought to you by Decatur County Recycling District.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
WRBI's presentation of regional championship basketball brought to you today by Southeastern Indiana Fiber, by Southern Indiana REMC, Blackhawk Precision Ag, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Decatur County Recycling, and Hurt and Elko. Start this second quarter, Warriors pick up where they left off. Score the basket early in that possession. 26-9 is your score now as the Bulldogs also start the second quarter the way they did the first with a turnover.
15 points for Scottsbury's Cody Clancy so far, and for Batesville, you mentioned turnovers. That is now their ninth. Scottsbury has scored 11 points off turnovers so far.
Bulldogs had 18 turnovers in their sectional championship, but this is not Lawrenceburg. Clancy around the corner, tried to hand this one off. It was deflected, and that's going to get Sam Johnson to commit his
second foul.
Going
to go ahead and put Wyatt Zellers at the free throw line to shoot two.
Sam Johnson, a weapon for this team offensively as Zellers gets the free throw to go.
Looking for one more. 27-9 game. Makes the first. Stan makes the second.
So it's a 19-point game. It's 28-9. It happened in a hurry, Rob. But a lot of it happened at the hand of, as you mentioned, these Bulldog turnovers.
Well, and again, you know, this pressure defense for Scottsburg, you know, you're looking at a ball club that, you know, someone just sent me a text and said, Batesville's got to settle in. Well, Scottsburg's giving them no chance to settle in because right. It is helter-skelter on both ends.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Kaiser has it now at the top. He's going to go back to Prickle in the corner. Prickle misses that one and looked like Maple may have had a shot at a rebound, but instead quickly back the other way and an easy bucket for Richardson. It's 30-9. To your point about settling in, yes, things happen in a hurry in this ball game. And it's happening like that on both ends of the floor. T'Lou being hounded, able to dribble through a couple of defenders, hand off to Prickle, across the lane for Gronk, who sends it to the corner, make off the mark. Maybe that extra pass was one too many, Rob. But back the other way come the Warriors. Clancy gets around T'Lou, and Lou just hanging on for dear life, commits the foul. An and-one opportunity for Scottsburg's Clancy.
You know, we talk about points off turnovers just piled up. Man, so is points in the paint for Scottsburg, 14 of them. Second foul on Trenton Lewis, so you've got him and Johnson both with two. Clancy just continues to do his thing. He's got 17. He's going for 18.
A much closer game over at Martinsville where the Olenburg Academy Twisters trail Greenwood Christian Academy. Your score there, 16-13. Back here, another turnover and steal. And another quick 2 points, and Coach Garrett has clearly seen enough. He calls a timeout on the floor. 35-9, all Scottsburg from the word go. We'll be right back after this. Country 103.9, WRBI, the WRBI app.
Them big boy auto dealers, they say it's all about the price. Well, I say, what about a dealer that treats you like an actual customer? That's why I like Scripture Auto on Lincoln in Greensburg. They're a smaller outfit, but they treat you real well. They're always getting new inventory, so if you don't see what you're looking for, they can get it, and likely at a better price than the big boys. Bigger isn't always better, now is it?
The biggest thing about Scripture Auto is that they're small.
That works out real good for a simple guy like me.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of regional championship basketball brought to you by Inokim Auto Body, H&R Block, Levenstein's Abbey Carpet, Bronze Gutswiller, and WaterTech. Terrence Arney alongside Rob LaFerry with you here from Seymour. Bulldogs in a bit of a hole with 6:03 left in the first half. Scottsburg got out to a 7-0 run, and they never looked back. It's 35-9. Bulldogs with the ball.
On the court, on the paper, yeah, it's right now just an absolute dominant Scottsburg performance here at the regional.
Sam Johnson's going to come back in the ball game after those quick two fouls. Maple in as well. Prickle in the corner seems to be the only Bulldog that can get open. And a nice play there as Grunk had it knocked out of his hand. Cade Kaiser in the right place at the right time. Gets the loose ball and puts it in for two. 35-11. Clancy trying to get downhill.
And Kaiser now has two fouls. So now you've got Lewis, Johnson, and Kaiser all with two. Still 5:32 to play in the second quarter.
And we talked about that combination of athleticism and size. That's just hard to deal with. Side out for the Warriors. They go inside and going downhill again off of a curl screen. Number 11, Miller, lays it in for two, making it look really easy.
I was just getting ready to say the exact same thing. I mean, it just looks easy. Batesville could put eight guys out there right now. I don't even know if it'd help. That's a big three right there for Sam Johnson.
Johnson uncorking the three, his first of the day, 37-14. And if they can get some stops here, maybe they can make a little run, but the stops aren't coming as Zeller, recipient of the extra pass, lays it in for two. Flat-footed, I might add.
Zeller's right now with a total of eight.
Johnson doing more of the ball handling now, works it over to Maple. Maple being accosted and was fouled. So it appears that, at least from the officiating standpoint, this game is being called relatively consistent, although there are moments when they do seem to want to let them play. That one was a little ticky-tack, I thought, but the right call all the same.
Absolutely. And so that is the first foul on Darren Bowles. First foul against Scottsburg this quarter.
Johnson dribbles out of a double team, finds Grunk. They got Maple underneath, couldn't get it to him. Now they go to Maple on the baseline. He's got to get rid of it, but he's...
Ball knocked out of bounds.
Say the ball was knocked out of bounds. Interesting, they didn't call that out of bounds on Maple, though. They do not. Stays with the Bulldogs, 4:24, 39-14, Scottsburg. Johnson on the wing has it knocked away. Another turnover. Active hands and feet by the Scottsburg team. Miller trying to go downhill, throws it back up top. Picked up and tipped away. Bulldogs come away with it. A 3-1 break. Mate loses the handle, and Clancy stole it back, and Zeller slams it home. What a turn of events there. Looked like the Bulldogs are going to get a steal, a stop, something they haven't done in quite some time. Maybe get some momentum, and instead, they turn it over. Grunk finds Kaiser. Kaiser, the reverse layup, good. That was a nice find there. A bullet from the D1 commit, using that baseball arm to get that one to Kaiser.
Kaiser's got a total of eight to lead Batesville. He's got eight of the 16.
They're just going to hold here for the moment. There's 3:20 on the clock. 41 points scored by the Scottsburg team here in this first half so far. Double team comes. Miller. Lose it. Make. Got to get called for the foul. No. Foul called on Miller. That was interesting. But the Bulldogs, and this is something, too. I apologize to our fans. We didn't get the Coach Garrett interview to you, but this is something that Coach mentioned. He said, one thing I promise you, this team will not give up. And you saw that right there, Rob. The tenacious defense between Maple and Johnson trying to work away that steal.
Oh, they're in calling over and back.
I see.
So that makes a little bit more sense to me.
Yeah.
So for Scottsburg, that's going to be their third turnover. Three turnovers, and Batesville so far has not been able to capitalize off of those. Kaiser for three. No
short.
Good.
That one was well short. I don't know if there was maybe some contact there, but all the same, 41-16, the score remains. Miller kicks it to the corner for Bowles. Bowles dribble drives halfway across, sends it out to the corner. Fans want to travel. No call there. And jumping in the passing lane was Prickle, but somehow they recovered. And right at the rim, going at Kaiser, Bowles gets it home.
He's got five.
43-16. T. Lou in a little bit of trouble, making a lot of trouble. Loses the handle. They go back to Clancy. Kaiser with a chase down block. Didn't get much of the ball there.
That's bad news, though, for Batesville, because now Kate Kaiser's got three fouls.
You could tell he wants to continue to compete. But that might have been a one, as you mentioned, with two fouls, that he would have to let that one go. They may be looking at making this a flagrant.
I thought that Cade was trying to go for the basketball.
I agree with that. The unfortunate part is he got none of the ball and all of the player. So the three committee conversation continues. They break, nothing additional. So no technical added on to that. Instead, the Warriors, Clancy, will go to the line to shoot two. Off the back iron.
First free throw miss for Scottsburg. He's got 20 already in the first half. He can afford a miss.
Wow. 20 in the first half. That's a complete stat line for most high school players. Does make the second. He splits the pair. Maple's going to come back in, this time for Kaiser. T. Lou goes in to Grunk. The flyby, the three, again off the mark. Warriors had two players skying in. If that ball had been on target, it would have been a goal 10.
Batesville now 2 of 10 from the three-point line. They are 4 of 5 from inside the arc, but nothing doing on the outside and a steal on the inbound.
Oh, my goodness. The athleticism of Clancy, he just snatched that inbounds pass right out of the sky. Sends it down the other way, and Richardson finishes.
He's got six. More points off turnovers, more points in the paint.
46-16, under 2 minutes left to go in this first half. They find Maple. Maple, the reverse layup, good. Bulldogs now with 18 points, and maybe against a lesser team, that'd be enough, but not against this Scottsburg team as Miller from three. It's 49-18, and it just keeps coming, Rob.
It does, and another steal.
Miller, circus shot at the rim, no good. Out of bounds, scrapes Miller on the way out, so it'll be Bulldogs basketball. And
we're now at 15 turnovers for the Bulldogs. I mean, this defense is just unreal. And there's no way that as hard as Batesville has practiced this week, you can't replicate this.
No, and let's be clear, these turnovers are not because of mental errors from the Bulldogs.
They're just overmatched is what they are.
There is, yeah.
Well, I mean, when you're facing a 1-3-1 half-court trap with this group, you've got 6-6 at the top, 6-9 in the middle, 6-4 on one wing, and then you've got 6-4 on another wing. You don't see that in our area.
No. Oh, they find Mape again, but Mape mishandled. Gronk had a shot at it. Bunny won't go. Clancy goes behind the back and to the hoop. Fast break for Johnson and a foul. That might be one spot that the Bulldogs can have some success if they can get these fast break opportunities. But we reset that one. Clancy with an unbelievable behind-the-back move. Euro stepped his way and laid it in for two.
You mean you can't do that?
Maybe when I'm asleep. Sam going to find Prickle, the mid-range. No good. Scrum for the ball. Mape comes out with it. Tried to send a cross-court pass. It's tipped, and the Warriors have it. 36 seconds till halftime, and this Bulldog crowd, extremely quiet. At 51-18, you can understand why. Clancy up top. T. Lou is on him.
And a foul on Johnson. That's the third on Sam Johnson.
So Johnson and Kaiser both with three fouls. And you said that might have been the best way to describe what we're seeing is the Bulldogs are playing hard. They're playing Bulldog basketball. They're doing all the things they've done all season long to get to this point, but they are physically outmatched.
And when you're playing against organized chaos like what Scottsburg's bringing to the table, there's not a whole lot you can do.
Free throw. Good for Richardson. Make it 52-18. Last 15 seconds here. Johnson going to go baseline. Skips it all the way across. Prickle, three. And I'm not sure the Warriors didn't get a piece of that one. No good was the shot. Miller for three on the opposite end. It's well short, but camped out underneath. The sophomore Garrett Bowling. And his putback was in time and good. Double zeros on the clock in your first half of play. It is 54. Scottsburg, Bulldogs 18. We'll be back right after this with the halftime show on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Lawfree Valley Ag, serving southeastern Indiana from locations in Osgood, Versailles, and Dillsboro, has an oil sale going on now through the end of March. They're already your go-to for top-tier Country Mart fuel. Make them your go-to for oil, LP propane, and farm petroleum. Checked out their retail store lately? Need something for the farm, garden, or do-it-yourself project? They've got it at the Osgood store. Lawfree Valley Ag. You already go there for Country Mart fuel. Stop in for everything else you need, too.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier Dealer status means you're certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Agresta Storms and O'Leary's, a full-service accounting firm with five offices in Indiana. They offer assurance, tax and business consulting, budgeting consulting, business and accounting entrepreneurial services. Agresta Storms and O'Leary focuses on each client to understand their strengths, opportunities, and goals while delivering prompt, personalized solutions for the success of their clients. Agresta Storms and O'Leary congratulates senior athletes on their events and area athletes on a great season.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Levenstein's Abbey Carpet in Greensburg is the place for flooring. They'll help you make the best possible choice for flooring based on your needs, lifestyle, and budget. With the largest selection of carpet, ceramic, vinyl, and wood in the area, Levenstein's is locally owned and operated with national buying power to offer you unparalleled value, service, and selection. Check them out today. Levenstein's Abbey Carpet in Greensburg, meeting or exceeding customers' expectations for over 60 years.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
Welcome into Halftime. This is Terrence Arney alongside Rob LaFerry bringing you regional championship action from Seymour. Bulldogs find themselves in a huge hole after the first two quarters of play. They trail Scottsburg 54-18. Warriors started out on a 7-0 run to get things started, and right then and there you saw a glimpse of what might be a long day for the Bulldogs, as the Warriors had everything working for them, hitting their first four shots without a miss and turning over the Bulldogs seemingly at will, Rob, during that run.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's ball games, and even in the regular season, you see it at any level. You know, you get down 7-0, you're thinking, okay, now let's get ourselves settled in here, and let's get a bucket to go down and get a stop, and suddenly you find yourself back in it rather quickly. That's not been the case today. You know, again, there's been no chance at all for Batesville to even settle in against what is really a very impressive display of organized chaos, and it all starts defensively for Scottsburg. I mean, when you've got their athleticism and their talent and their height, you can do so many different things.
Right,
and it's things, and it's no direct frustration towards Batesville, but there's no way you spend all week preparing for this, because the guys you have on scout team, fantastic players, fantastic kids. They're not 6'9".
Right.
They're not 6'7". They're not 6'6". You can't replicate that in practice. And so it's a complete outmatched ball game right now. Batesville is trying to do everything they possibly can. They're trying some different things. They're moving players around. They've had some open shots when they haven't turned the basketball over. But this is just a prime example of there's days when there's a team out there who is better than you, and that's the case right now. Scottsburg is a clearly better basketball team, and this team looks scary good to the point of, you said it off mic, you're probably looking at a state title contender here this afternoon.
Yeah, they look like that. And another thing that we talked about off air, I've always said you can tell when you go into a game, whether it's basketball, football, you can tell if they game planned for their opponent, or if they said, you know what, we're just going to run our stuff. We're going to work on what we do best. And it is evident Scottsburg wouldn't care if they played Batesville, played Kentucky, played the Pacers today. They were going to run their stuff, and their stuff is pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go ahead and take a look at some stats while we're at it. First, the individual numbers for this game. First for Scottsburg, they're being led by Cody Clancy, the senior. He's got 23 points at halftime. He's joined in double figures by Wyatt Zellers with 10. And then after that, you've got Caden Richardson with 9, 7 from Jack Miller, and then a total of 5 from Darren Bowles. For Batesville, they're being led by Cade Kaiser with 8. Gus Prickle has 3. Sam Johnson's got 3. Jack Grunkemeyer, Braden Maple have 2 points apiece. And worth noting, despite the score, it's still something to look at in the second half. Kaiser and Johnson both have 3 fouls going into the final two quarters. From a team standpoint, and again, numbers are going to add on to the story today. For Batesville, they're shooting 7 of 19 from the field. They are 5 of 8 from two-point range, but they're just 2 of 11 from the three-point line. They're 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 7 total rebounds, 3 of them on the offensive end. 16 turnovers for Batesville, and we said that had to be 10 or less if they wanted a shot. After that, 2 second chance points for the Bulldogs. They do have 10 points in the paint. For Scottsburg, they are 21 of 30 from the field.
Wow.
16 of 20 from two-point range, 5 of 10 from the three-point line. They've got 11 rebounds, 4 of them on the offensive end, just 3 turnovers for the Warriors. And then you get down to the big numbers. Batesville has 16 turnovers. Scottsburg has scored 21 points off those mistakes. And then also for the Warriors, 28 points in the paint. When you put it all together, yeah, the score is right. 54-18, Scottsburg over Batesville.
We're going to step away briefly, come back, get you ready for second half action on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Henneking Auto Body of Greensburg and Batesville, celebrating 65 years in our communities. From minor fender benders to major collisions to restorations, Henneking Auto Body has the professionals for the job. Their technicians are certified in the latest safety features of your vehicle, and they have advanced factory training to send you home in a vehicle that looks beautiful and is safe for you and your family. Come in Monday through Friday for a free estimate. Henneking Auto Body.
No dents, no dings at Henneking Auto Body.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Your independence is priceless. Decatur County Memorial Hospital's Rehabilitation Services team helps you each step of the way in your healing journey, getting you back to the activities you love. Our team's brand new location and building in the state-of-the-art Rehabilitation Medical Offices building supports our community's needs and is a life-changing expansion right on the DCMH campus. Experience the ease of access to our therapeutic service offerings close by. Decatur County Memorial Hospital, the quality care you want close by.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of regional basketball action brought to you by Ison's Family Pizza, Scripture Auto, Margaret Mary Health, Ortho and Sports Medicine, and Lawfree Valley Ag. A few more seconds here before the third quarter kicks off. 54-18, your halftime score. A much closer game in Martinsville. 27-22 at the half as the OA Twisters down 5 to Greenwood Christian. That one a much tighter game. And if you're listening using the WRBI app, just switch streams. When you go to listen to the ball game, you've got two streams to choose from. One stream labeled WRBI, that's what you're listening to here. And then there's WRBI2, and that would get you the OA Greenwood Christian Academy game. And again, it's a 5-point ball game at the half, 27-22. Meanwhile, back here at Seymour, Batesville's Sam Johnson at the free throw line split the pair, 54-19. And Scottsburg now on offense and a travel called against Richardson. So a turnover for the Warriors now. No quit in this Bulldog team. And despite the large deficit, still playing hard. Bulldog turnover. Miller, Clancy, two-man game there. They bring Bowles into the party, and he drains a deep three. It's 57-19. T. Lou coming up the floor, splits two defenders, finds Johnson. Back to Lou all the way around. Prickle from the corner. Missed everything there. Prickle hit a three early in this ballgame, been quiet ever since. Meanwhile, the Warriors find a big open hole in that defense. Going right to the rack was Richardson. He loses the handle on his way up. The Bulldogs most likely had something to do with that.
Go ahead.
goes out of bounds, and they'll bring it back in with Clancy.
By the way, I hate to say it, but we are officially running clock the rest of the way. It's a 38-point game, so the clock will run for the second half.
Clancy goes down to the corner, relocates there. Three, got him. And Clancy's given this Bulldogs any and everything they want. Inside, outside, slashing, spot-up threes, you name it. His game seems complete. He steals that one from T. Lou. The reverse layup, good. Five quick points from Clancy, just like that. T. Lou trying to go downhill on him, goes to the corner, and they close out on Johnson like nobody's business. Tip back up top, T. Lou. Surrounded by three much bigger defenders, somehow gets it away. Cross-court pass. Prickle puts it on the baseline, and he's blocked from behind. Zellers blocked that shot from behind, and I'm not sure he left his feet to do so.
A lot of frustration on that face of Trenton Lewis. Carson Hartley will come in for him. Clock is running. It's 5:25, 62-19. Clancy, by the way, with 28 points now in this game.
Got to move it up the floor are the Warriors. Richardson and Clancy. Clancy gets around the corner, sits it out to the corner. They work it, reverse it back around the arc. Miller now steps inside of the arc. Warriors moving with purpose. You would think this was a 10-point ball game as hard as the Warriors are playing. A steal from the Dawgs here, and Kaiser going to get tripped before he could gather and go up for the layup.
Scottsburg's already matched their turnover total from the first half. They have three turnovers in this half, six altogether.
And with the score the way it is, you might understand the Warriors might lose a little bit of focus here, see if the Bulldogs can capitalize. Kaiser playing with three fouls, gets the first free throw to go. He's got another coming. And that one falls off the rim, and Grunk couldn't time his leap just right. Took a shot in the back of the head. Richardson trying to go inside, and good defense by Sam Johnson gets him to shuffle the feet, and another Warriors turnover, right?
Four of them. I think right now what you're seeing is you're looking at Scottsburg, and I think there's one to take more time off.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just trying to work the ball around, a little bit more dribbling. It's causing a little bit of a lapse mentally right now, but have that cushion for sure to do that.
Bulldogs now back on offense. Kaiser through the defense looking for Gronk, and that one goes through his hands. It's a Bulldog turnover.
Three of them already here for Batesville in this second half as well.
Little token pressure from Carson Hartley against Clancy. He gets it across the timeline with ease. Bowles for three. Got him.
They don't have a bad player, do they?
I was going to say, we talked about the combination of athleticism and size. Well, what about the combination of great defense and sharp shooters? Sam Johnson, a little sharp shooting of his own, gets his second three-pointer. 65-23 with 3:13 and a hard screen set puts Hartley on his backside to the dismay of the Batesville faithful. No foul was called, and Richardson goes to work. Nice layup there inside from Richardson, 67-23 now.
He's in double figures with 11. Three, make it four players now in double figures for Scottsburg.
Back and forth between Gus Prickle and Cade Kaiser. He's going to spot up 4-3, all net.
You know, I will say this. Kaiser's played awfully well offensively today.
And that's, yes.
But it's just, unfortunately, he's hidden underneath the deficit.
Working the ball around the arc are the Warriors. Miller, dribble drive, spin. Could have been a turnover. Finds Richardson out on the arc. Shot no good. Into the waiting arms of Carson Hartley. Puts it on the deck. Tries to get up the floor. Crosses the timeline. Goes down to Gronkemeyer, cross court for Prickle. Looks off the three. Sam Johnson will take it, though. In and out. Rebound down to Bowles. That was a good offensive possession there. Good look. The extra pass definitely helped. Just couldn't get it to go. Bowles, deep, deep three. Not this time. Off the rim. Johnson with the rebound. He'll bring it up. Prickle sees a little bit of daylight in the defense. They work it around. Kaiser from the near corner. Got him. And that's the best the Bulldogs' offense has looked all afternoon. 67-29.
Kaiser's up to 15 points. And Scott's for a turnover.
Well, listen, Coach.
Why are you taking Kaiser out right now?
He might need a breather. He's been working hard on both ends of the floor.
I understand that. Man, he's got 7 points in the quarter. You're down. If you got a kid scoring, keep him.
Definitely the hot hand.
He's a football player. He's got some stamina to him.
Hartley, he has it. Finds T. Lou. T. Lou looking to reverse that action. Goes to Johnson. Johnson head fake, and they're all over and turnover. Really needed some help, did Johnson. No one had the angle for him to get a pass to him. Couple of layup opportunities for the Warriors. No good, but picked off. They tried again. This time the layup is good. Warriors now picking up the pace. And I know what you're thinking, so I won't even say it. You're wondering about Kaiser on the bench. He is a strong defensive presence. The minute he goes off, seems like the Warriors get their offense back on track. A miss there, but an offensive board. T. Lou gathers for three straight away. Got him.
Good look for T. Lou, and he's finally in the score column today. Fourth three-pointer of the quarter made by Batesville.
Get him a chance to try to make up some ground. How unfortunately, there's a lot of ground to make up. They hold the Warriors to just over 10, let's call it 12 points there in that quarter. 69-32 with one quarter left to go. Bulldogs make it interesting in the third, but it's still down big on Country 103.9, WRBI the new WRBI app.
Did you know many studies, ranging from children to the elderly, have shown that mild dehydration can impair mood, memory, and brain performance? Whether you're trying to improve your personal consumption of water or keep an entire office hydrated, WaterTech offers water cooler rental options and delivery. Or enjoy the convenience of their self-fill option using any food-grade container for 50 cents a gallon. Contact WaterTech today to get your home or office set up with a water cooler and delivery service. Call today, 812-934-0218.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of regional championship basketball brought to you in part by Mary Huntington, Allstate Insurance, Gary, Osgood Utilities, Vaguely Napa Auto, Agresta, Storms, and O'Leary, and Vinyl Solutions. Terrence Arney here with Rob LaFerry as we head to the fourth quarter. Batesville trails Scottsburg, your score 69-32. And it was a good third quarter for the Bulldogs.
It was. They outscored Scottsburg 14-13 in that frame. 4 three-pointers really paced that.
And the circus shot from Miller finds its way down.
He is right now the only starter not in double figures, but he's got nine.
71-32. T. Lou, shifty moves up top, finds Cade Kaiser. He's back in this one. Kaiser almost tied up there, and again, they don't just come with the double team. That a lot of times it's a triple team, right?
They're just able to move so well. And, you know, they start out the ball game in the 1-3-1 in the half court. Now they've went to a 2-3, but they trap out of that 2-3 extremely well. And, you know, they pick their spots to do it. You know, it's not always full-out traps. But, you know, they drift a top guy over. It's real impressive. Nice move from Grunk over to Kaiser.
The lob is working. A whole lot of alley. but a lot more oop as Kaiser skies for his second dunk of the game, and that gives the Batesville faithful something to cheer about. Meanwhile, Miller, halfway down the lane, kicks it to the corner for Bowles. Now Richardson, and they find Zeller underneath. And he answers the Kaiser dunk with a dunk of his own.
He's up 12 points.
And he's a presence down low, isn't he?
Yes, he is. This is just, from top to bottom, a very dangerous ball club. Kaiser shot no good.
Trying the mid-range. It hit two threes previously. And the Warriors will walk this one up with under 6 minutes to go, 73-34. And the extra pass from Zellers to Richardson, an easy layup there. And they seem to be back in sync, this Warriors offense. Kaiser and T. Lou up front. T. Lou high above the head, looking, goes back to Kaiser. Gets it back. Kaiser comes to meet him halfway. And Prickle from the near wing, he lets a three go. Where were these in the first half?
I was going to say, now they've made a total of five in this second half. And, you know, some of that could be the fact that, yes, they're going down. Other part, Scottsbury a little bit more lax defensively right now.
I will give you that, because these threes are uncontested. In the first half, every shot seemed to be contested. And, again, the extra pass gets Zellers loose for what could have been a dunk, but he laid off and just laid it in, 77-37.
Kind of keep wondering, is Scottsburg ever going to put a sub in?
Now again, they seem to be.
They have not subbed the entire game outside of one time.
Well, it goes to my previous point of they're just running their stuff. They're just doing what they do. Prickle from the opposite corner this time. No good. Rebound. Kaiser got it. Found an extra pass there. Oh, my goodness. An extra pass to Grunkmeyer, but he came down awkwardly, tweaked that ankle a little bit. He's trying to walk it off. Quickly the other way, the reverse layup from Richardson. Timeout on the floor, and
there's the subs.
Substitutions all around. Both squads will take a quick timeout as well. 79-39. Warriors on top of the Bulldogs on Country 103.9 WRBI, the WRBI app.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
Visit Stones Farm Service, 921 East Main in Greensburg today. Online at stonesfarmservice.com.
The sports voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Foul on the floor. Kaiser will stroll to the line. And fourth quarter brought to you in part by Ivy Tech Community College. Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep. That ball just hung on the rim, almost came to a complete stop before falling out. Ripley County Tourism Bureau and Stone Farm Services. Kaiser misses both of the free throws, and the score remains the same. Maple with a steal. He got a good head of steam. Going to the rack, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two.
It's going to be a first opportunity for Maple to score since the second quarter. He had a bucket there. Foul's going to go against number four, Garrett Bowling. And now the also add a foul. I was actually the previous foul was Bowling. This one will go on Braden Cox's first. And the free throw by Maple is good.
We'll have one more coming. .39 The Bulldogs find themselves in. We'll get you a update on the OA game here in just a second. As Maple makes the second, and OA still trails Greenwood Christian Academy by five. It's 37-32, and that's the end of quarter number three. So a quarter to go if you care to catch that game. It's still close, just a couple of possessions. just click inside the app, click on other streams, and that'll give you the option to switch from WRBI to WRBI2, which is carrying the OA game now. Maple pulls up for the mid-range shot, hard off the back irons. Somehow, ball lands with the Bulldogs and then taken away. Back the other way, but some good defense there. I believe that was Hartley that got a piece of that one. Maple with the circus shot, no good. Offensive board by Hartley, charging hard, and he's fouled. Hartley will go to the line. Some big minutes there for some of these youngsters playing in a regional championship game.
So that's going to put Hartley to shoot two. Foul goes on 14. That would be Jaron Luttrell. First free throw, no good for Hartley.
And joining Hartley on the floor is number 14, Caden Drake. James Hughes also checked into this ball game along with Cameron Holcomb. Hartley missed them both. Scottsburg on the move. Work it all the way around the arc. Inside out ball now. Halfway down the lane and over to the corner. Wait for the blow by. The shot's up and good. Scottsburg reserves pick it up where they left off. Long three on the way. No good. That shot put up by the Bulldogs. Holcomb. Oh, defensive rebound from Maple to the corner. Head fake on the three, dribbles inside, tries to back his man down. The turnaround jumper pure for Caden Drake.
It's a good little move there by Caden Drake.
And a steal. A no-look pass from Hartley to
Hughes.
Thank you. James Hughes, and he was fouled, and he'll shoot too. The no-look was nice from Hartley. I'm not sure it was necessary, but it was nice. You know, this marks the first time in local history that both Oldenburg Academy and Batesville were both playing for a regional title in boys basketball. In 04, OA won their third, count them, 1, 2, 3, their third sectional title in school history. The only two previous OA sectional titles was in 14 and 20. The Bulldogs, those 2 years, 2014 and 2020, didn't win a title. Obviously, they've won several sectional titles, but that's how we get here, where both of these schools, first time in history, playing for regional championships on the same day. Bulldogs will live to fight another day. They'll regroup. Kaiser, a junior, he'll be back to do this again.
You look at it, your three seniors you lose are Johnson, Grunk, and Prickle, and the rest of this group comes back. It's really good experience now at that point to take what you accomplished last week,
right,
and what you experienced today, and now you build off that. You use the offseason to build off of and get ready for next year.
Free throw up and good for Brayton Hughes, who's checked in. And these young men will remember this, right? I mean, they'll talk about that time we got in the fourth quarter of that regional championship game. Playing in front of this big crowd in the bright lights. Same can be said for Scottsburg, because they've also brought in their reserves, and a two-point basket there. He's pumped to get into the box score. Matthew Wickey for the Warriors. James Hughes going to lose that one, but it was tipped last by the Warriors. And with the running clock, just about 45 ticks left here. Trying to get downhill. The Bulldogs, long three-point basket, bounces off the front lip of the rim.
Scottsburg will just hold on to it. They may go for one more shot. We don't know, but as of right now, looks like they'll hold on out.
We'll keep checking in with the OA team and that score as we head to our post game here in just a moment. But this ball game here at Seymour is over. Scottsburg Warriors will win their back-to-back regional championships as they try to get to one game deeper in their pursuit of a state championship. They defeat the Batesville Bulldogs. Final score here, 84-46. We'll be back in a sec to start the pregame show in just a minute on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ripley County Tourism's got a lot going on this spring.
The community favorite Park Hop is hopping now through May 1st. Grab your passport and hop around to all the Ripley County parks this spring. And the beautiful Cosmic Art Gallery is going on March 13th through April 12th to celebrate the solar eclipse. Don't miss this extra special display that includes photos taken through a telescope.
Find out about these events and more at RipleyCountyTourism.com. That's RipleyCountyTourism.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Not all fencing is the same. At Vinyl Solutions Unlimited, you'll find outstanding quality. They purchase their vinyl and aluminum direct from the manufacturer, and it's made right here in the USA. Getting the style, color, and height you want is no problem at Vinyl Solutions Unlimited. Visit their showroom and let them show you all the options today. They're open weekdays 8 to 5 with seasonal Saturday hours. Vinyl Solutions Unlimited, 1400 West Main, Greensburg. Why not vinyl?
Make some time to visit your local Napa store, Vaguely Napa Auto, in downtown Batesville. Browse their monthly circular and check out their specials on the quality Napa fluids and parts that keep your vehicles running reliably, efficiently, and hassle-free. You can do it yourself with the expert advice and Napa know-how that comes from the parts professionals at your local Napa store. A proud friend of the Batesville community and surrounding areas. Vaguely Napa Auto in downtown Batesville.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Dial 811 before you dig. If you're having gas, water, sewer, or construction work completed on your property, make the call. Osgood Utilities salutes area basketball teams for another season of hard work and dedication. Organized sports teaches lessons in teamwork and perseverance that will stay with these young folks for the rest of their lives. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and always dial 811 before you dig.
Are you tired of living with joint pain? Or maybe you have difficulty moving as a result of a fall or injury. If you suffer from conditions that cause pain and affect your mobility, Margaret Mary's Orthopedic Surgeons can help. Now offering consultations in Batesville and Brookville, their orthopedic team provides a variety of services, including joint replacements, fracture care, and treatment of sports-related injuries. Let them help you get back to the activities you love. To learn more, visit mmhealth.org/ortho.
Attention to Decatur County residents. Saturday, March
16th, Decatur County Electronics Recycling and Paper Shredding takes place at the Decatur County Fairgrounds. Again, this is for Decatur County residents only. Bring computers, monitors, stereos, TVs, hard drives, VCRs, printers, scanners, cell phones, fax machines, DVD players, copiers, video game systems, and more to the Decatur County Fairgrounds, Saturday morning, March 16th, for Decatur County residents only. Paper shredding and electronics recycling.
Brought to you by Decatur County Recycling District.
You know, there's something to be said about longevity. It's a real good thing. It's also a good thing knowing that your auto dealer still be in business long after you've bought the vehicle. Just like Scripture Auto on Lincoln in Greensburg. They've been around a long time. We're talking over 30 years. And they're not planning on going anywhere anytime soon. Finally, an auto dealer you can hang your hat on.
The biggest thing about Scripture Auto is that they're small.
That works out real good for a simple guy like me.
Lawfree Valley Ag, serving southeastern Indiana from locations in Osgood, Versailles, and Dillsboro, has an oil sale going on now through the end of March. They're already your go-to for top-tier country mark fuel. Make them your go-to for oil, LP propane, and farm petroleum. Checked out their retail store lately? Need something for the farm, garden, or do-it-yourself project? They've got it at the Osgood store. Lawfree Valley Ag. You already go there for country mark fuel. Stop in for everything else you need, too.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And it's post-game, rather. Excuse me. We got a final for you here from Scottsburg. The Warriors secure their back-to-back regional championships. They defeat the Bulldogs 84-46, but joining us now in the post-game show, head coach Aaron Garrett. Coach, what a great season it was. What a great run. You told me before the game, no matter what the outcome, you knew this squad wouldn't quit, and we saw that today.
Yeah, this is one of those games where we were overmatched. Scottsburg came out. We've studied them extensively, and they've played well. They're obviously a quality basketball team. They were a bucket away last year from getting to the state finals, and they showed why. And what we could not solve was their length. We had 15 turnovers in the first half unofficially, and just bad turnovers, pick six turnovers. We were throwing it right to them, and we've got no chance to get back and stop them defensively. Then the offensive looks we did get, we converted on some, but on others we were rushed. Okay, we got a three-point shot blocked right into the stands, and that length was real. And it took us a while to adjust to it, and by then we're 20 points down. It was close to 40 at half, and unfortunately in the second half, the effort didn't wane, but we just could not cut into that point differential.
Looked like a good third quarter. Shot started to fall for some of your shooters. I want to say 5 3-pointers in that quarter as things started to go on the offensive end. But the Scottsburg team just a load to handle on the defensive end.
Yeah, and they exposed our one weakness all year. We've had trouble turning the ball over all year long. And even with their length and pressure, I would still contest, and as I go back on film, some of those early turnovers were unforced. It's completely in our control, and yet we still turned over. And we've been fortunate. We've dodged some bullets, and that's a credit to the kids in terms of just their incredible effort and ability in every game. We've dodged some bullets as the years went on. But when you get in tournament play, especially deeper you get in the tournament, it's got to be clean basketball. And we ended up well over 20, maybe even close to 30 turnovers. And you can't win basketball games as you get deeper into the state tournament and turn the ball over that much.
Had a real strong contingency for Batesville here in the audience for this ball game. What can you say to the parents and the fans that did come out to support this team all year long?
Batesville's just amazing. It's a great, great place. And it's twofold too, right? Batesville loves their basketball. But then they really turn out for teams. And we're blessed with so many teams over the years that just are good kids, play hard, play the right way, play together. And Team 104, that team down there in the locker room, as I told them after the game, this game doesn't define our season by any means. Unfortunately, it ends this ride with Team 104. But this team did so many things, and just the way they played the game, and they were never quit. They care about each other. They love each other. And that shows with how the basketball is shared, okay? And nothing but proud memories of this team. And there's, like I told them, every day this year I enjoy going to practice. That's not always the case every season,
right?
For various reasons, right? But this team, they were always a joy to work with, a pleasure to coach, because they're just so connected. So there's some sadness in that locker room, and they'll move past that. And once the steam goes away and the hurt goes away, they'll have such lifelong fond memories of this group. And even the wins and losses will fade, but the relationships, and especially among the different grades, because we had such a mixture of our three seniors, one junior, and you get into the sophomores, the freshmen. It's amazing to me how tight-knit the group was from varsity through JV with all those different grade levels. And that's just a testament to the guys, too, just how unselfish they are. They truly care about each other.
You made mention of the three seniors, Prickle, Johnson, and Grunkmeyer. They will not be able to run this back with you next year. What has the leadership and the experience from those young men meant to this team throughout the year?
And I'll add on to that, we've got the best manager in the state of Indiana with Landon Oldham in terms of everything he does. And he's a young man that does things before you even think about what needs to be done, let alone before you ask what needs to be done. So just a high level quality there. Then on the floor, these guys have just been consistent. And it goes all the way back to freshman year when they didn't move anybody up that year, so they had a chance to play freshman basketball. And we had attrition. We had attrition from people moving, from people deciding not to play, etc. And these three are the last three standing. And we'll celebrate them very much in a rightful manner at our banquet. But just how they do everything. And the word I would describe this group is they're just consistent. And you saw our season follow their lead. Even in games where we were down, we had that stretch during our winning streak where we were down several games, and these guys weren't consistent. Just did the right thing. And it goes from block zero in the weight room. From way back, Cole Werner's group got us started back in the weight room. But then Sam, Gus, they were showing up and right along with them, and they've been in block zero all these years. And that plays a role. They get a lot of extra shots up, and that goes down through the program in terms of our younger players. So just a good group of guys. It's going to be a group I have a lot of affection for, as I have for every group, and every group's different. But this group is just high level individuals. From Jack calling him Grandpa early on in his career, because he's just got that spirit to him, that old soul. Sam can be a killer on the floor, but then so shy at times off the floor. And it's just been fun to see him blossom.
Right.
And I don't think Gus Prickle, not only does he not have a bad day, I don't think that dude ever has a bad moment. I mean, Gus just has a joy for life. And when you put all those different personalities together, and Terrence, they are tight as brothers.
Right.
They really are tight as brothers. And that's just fun to see from a group of teenage guys. To put ego things aside, Jack, Northwestern recruit for baseball, but he gave us everything he had on the basketball court. He didn't have to.
Right.
He could have said, hey, I'm going to focus on baseball. I don't want to get hurt, so maybe I won't go as hard or lift as hard or play as hard. That dude's 110% all the time. And then Sam, it's going to be fun to watch his career unfold at the next level at St. Francis. So love them like sons. Can't wait to see their futures unfold and watch as their futures are shown to all of us. And they're going to be very, very bright futures.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate all season long. We appreciated how gracious you've been with your time all season long. By all means, please, from all of us here at WRBI, share some love with those young men from us. Let them know how much we've appreciated them allowing us to come along for the ride and see some great basketball all year long. And, we will run this back again.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Coach LeFerry doing double duty today. Appreciate the coverage because we do. Life's busy. People are all over the place with archery and dance and this or that. Former players that live all across the country and out of the country now can tune in via the web, via the app. Just awesome because they follow Batesville basketball, but none of it happens if you guys don't take your Saturday to come cover us, so I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
No doubt. That was head coach for the Batesville Bulldogs, Aaron Garrett, giving his thoughts on the game and, in essence, the season. And we will pause momentarily. We'll come back to tie a bow on things here from Seymour, where the Scottsburg Warriors, regional champions once again, 84-46, the final score. We'll be back on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill and so's the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Agresta Storms and O'Leary's a full-service accounting firm with five offices in Indiana. They offer assurance, tax and business consulting, budgeting consulting, business and accounting entrepreneurial services. Agresta Storms and O'Leary focuses on each client to understand their strengths, opportunities, and goals while delivering prompt, personalized solutions for the success of their clients. Agresta Storms and O'Leary congratulates senior athletes on their events and area athletes on a great season.
Post-game show continues here from Seymour. The final score, 84-46, Scottsburg defeating Batesville, but still close in our other game. Somehow, some way, Greenwood Christian Academy has maintained that five-point lead. Still is a five-point game, 44-39, under a minute left to go. Feel free to switch over there. Click other streams. You want WRBI-2 to pick up the end of that game. You heard some of Coach's comments there and really just echoed the point that you were making all game long. It wasn't so much about what the Bulldogs didn't or couldn't do. It was that they were outmatched.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, even mentioning the starting lineup for Scottsburg, you know, it's 6'4", 6'4", 6'6", 6'1", and 6'9".
Yeah.
And that's a very hard lineup in practice to get ready for a team like this. You can't replicate that.
Right.
And, you know, again, you know what Scottsburg does defensively. You know what they do with set plays and what if they run out of bounds and all those things. But, you know, until you see a team like them actually do it, it's hard to replicate and simulate in practice situations. So I'm like Coach Guerra. I thought the effort was there. Scottsburg is just that good. And I just texted a friend of mine and said, if they don't win the state in 3A, yeah, I will be shocked.
Yeah.
That's how good of a basketball club they are.
Agreed. They got two wins to get there, but I would be shocked if they don't play for a title. More shocked if they don't take care of business and win a title. What do you got for stats?
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at individual numbers. We'll take our final break and come back with the team stats. Before Scottsburg today, they had a total of four players in double figures, led by Cody Clancy. He had 28 points, and he did that in the first three quarters this afternoon. Mm. 17 points for Caden Richardson, 14 for Wyatt Zellers, 11 for Darren Bowles, and then Jack Miller with a total of 9, and then Jaron Luttrell with 3, and then Wiki with a total of 2. For Batesville, they were led by Cade Kaiser, who I thought played a really strong ball game away from the deficit and away from the mistakes by the team and things like that. But for the junior, I thought he put together a rather solid day, 17 points for him. And then after that, it's a lot in the score column, but none with 7 points or more. You've got Johnson at that 7-point mark, 6 points for Gus Prickle, 4 points apiece, Jack Grunkemeyer and Braden Maple. 3 points from Trenton Lewis, 2 points from James Hughes, 2 from Caden Drake, and 1 from Braden Hughes. When we put it all together, it's an 84-46 final. We'll step aside, take our final timeout, come back with team stats and a wrap-up here as part of the post-game show on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed speed of light.
Levenstein's Abbey Carpet in Greensburg is the place for flooring. They'll help you make the best possible choice for flooring based on your needs, lifestyle, and budget. With the largest selection of carpet, ceramic, vinyl, and wood in the area, Levenstein's is locally owned and operated with national buying power to offer you unparalleled value, service, and selection. Check them out today. Levenstein's Abbey Carpet in Greensburg, meeting or exceeding customers' expectations for over 60 years.
Anna King Auto Body of Greensburg and Batesville, celebrating 65 years in our communities. From minor fender benders to major collisions to restorations, Anna King Auto Body has the professionals for the job. Their technicians are certified in the latest safety features of your vehicle, and they have advanced factory training to send you home in a vehicle that looks beautiful and is safe for you and your family. Come in Monday through Friday for a free estimate. Anna King Auto Body.
No dents, no dings at Anna King Auto Body.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we're back. Final moments here on our post-game show. Scoring update, 13 seconds left, and it's still a five-point game. Greenwood Christian Academy over the Twisters, 47-22. They need something to break their way here in these last 13 seconds. But this... our final broadcast, the final game of, as Coach would say, Team 104, Batesville basketball. They fall to the Scottsburg Warriors, final score 84-46.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the team numbers before we wrap up today. For Batesville, from a shooting standpoint, they were 15 of 37 from the field, 8 of 15 from the two-point line, and from the three-point line, they were 7 of 22. A total of 18 rebounds today for Batesville, 8 of those on the offensive end. 21 turnovers for Batesville, 16 of those coming in the first half. And then a wrap-up for the Bulldogs, 2 second-chance points, and then 12 points in the paint. What a shooting display for Scottsburg today. Before that, Batesville was 9 of 16 from the free-throw line. For Scottsburg with that shooting display, they were a total today of 32 of 51 from the field. They were 24 of 34 from two-point range, 8 of 17 from three-point range. They were 7 of 9 from the free throw line. They did not shoot a free throw there in the second half. They had 22 rebounds today, 18 of those defensively, 11 turnovers, 8 of those coming in the second half, and then 2 second-chance points. And then the big numbers that obviously stand out today for Scottsburg away from the shooting. For Scottsburg, off of 21 Batesville turnovers, Scottsburg scored 31 points, and then the Warriors total today 44 points in the paint. And again, when you put it all together, it's a dominant Scottsburg win. I've known their head coach, Eric Richardson, for a long time, since when he was an assistant coach at Hanover College with the men's basketball program. He's an exceptional guy. He's an exceptional coach and has got a very talented roster. I wish them good luck through the rest of their journey. For Batesville, obviously, from a broadcast standpoint, have enjoyed. And then from a dual standpoint of coaching with the middle school program and working with Coach Garrett and his staff and those varsity players this year, it's been fun. You know, it's a great group to watch, to be around, you know, even on the practice floor. You know, just to watch their camaraderie out there. And Coach is right. They're so unselfish. There's no I in team with that group, and was happy to see them make the run that they did, at least culminating with that sectional championship. You hate how it ends today, but the future is bright for Batesville basketball. The Bulldogs very, very easily could be back in this situation again come next year playing for another regional title.
You're exactly right. Of course, hats off to these Scottsburg Warriors on their back-to-back regional championships. Echoing your sentiments, we wish them the best of luck as they continue. As we both said, be strongly surprised if they're not playing for a championship, a state title, and we'll see how that unfolds. And, yes, we've got a final for you now from Martinsville. That score holds up. Greenwood Christian Academy defeats the Olenburg Academy Twisters. Final score, 49-42 there. Congratulations on a great season, Coach Higdon and the Twisters. They won their sectional and had an opportunity to play for a regional title. Again, just their third sectional championship in school history. So what a great season there for OA. with all of that, that's really going to do it for us here. I would like to thank our sponsors one last time, all of them, including Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ripley County Tourism Bureau, and Stones Farm Service. SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Black Hawk Precision Ag, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Decatur County Recycling, and Hurt and Elko. Also, a special thanks to Inneking Auto Body, H&R Block, Levenstein's Abbey Carpet, Bronze Gutswiller, Watertech, Ison's Family Pizza, Scripture Auto, Margaret Mary Health Ortho and Sports Medicine, and Lothary Valley Ag. And a big thank you to Mary Huntington, Allstate Insurance, Garings, Osgood Utilities, Vaguely Napa Auto, Agresta Storms, and O'Leary, and Vinyl Solutions. So from all of us here at WRBI, including our engineer and producer, John Heil, special thanks to Brent Lee for getting things rolling for us here this afternoon here in Seymour. My partner in crime beside me, Rob LaFerry. Rob, it's been a great season. The games we've done some doozies this season, and a great one. Enjoyed calling this one with you as well. And this is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your sports week on Country 103.9 WRBI and on the WRBI app.